Psalm 119.
The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes.
Today's devotion, affirming through God's word that the Lord is my portion. Psalm chapter 119, verses 57 to 64, is the eighth section of the Bible's longest psalm. It begins with the Hebrew letter He, and the first Hebrew word means my portion, reminding us that the Lord is my portion. We are to constantly affirm and enjoy this blessing through God's word. People often think of blessing as success, wealth, health, or having many descendants. Yet these blessings prove powerless when faced with mental stress, sickness, loneliness, or death. The psalmist declares, "The Lord is my portion." The word portion can also be translated as inheritance. Earthly inheritance can be damaged or lost, but God Himself is our inheritance, an inheritance that lasts forever. Only He can fill the invisible void deep within our hearts, bringing true peace and the hope of eternal life. Therefore, the psalmist prays, "I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise." This expresses an intimate relationship with God. May we not stop at enjoying God's gifts, but seek the God who Himself is our greatest gift. Verse 59 says, "When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies." This teaches us that spiritual life requires constant self-examination. We are weak and prone to wander, but when we store up God's word in our hearts and meditate on it often, we will be continually corrected and restored. Verse 60 says, "I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments." Many people understand the truth but delay obedience, saying, "I'll pray tomorrow," or "I'll go to church when I'm free." But the psalmist reminds us to respond to God's word immediately, without hesitation. Even when he was in difficulty and the cords of the wicked ensnared him, he did not forget God's law. Even more precious is the line, "At midnight I rise to praise you," for God's word brings comfort in the darkest night. Verse 64 says, "The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes." God's steadfast love reaches us through His word, bringing comfort and guidance in every circumstance. Verse 63 declares, "I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts." Our relationships deeply affect our spiritual lives. When we walk with those who value God's word, we can support and encourage one another. But if we associate closely with those who disregard God's word, we may gradually grow cold and drift away from Him. This is why we live out our faith in the church community, not in isolation. We need companions in faith, and we ourselves must be such companions to others, growing together and watching over one another in God's word. These eight verses show us that true blessing is God Himself, our eternal inheritance. God's word, hidden in our hearts and meditated upon daily, strengthens us even in darkness and hardship. And companions in faith walk alongside us on the spiritual journey, encouraging each other to follow the path God has prepared. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you are my portion and my greatest satisfaction. May I store your word in my heart each day, meditate on it, and obey it without delay. Please grant me spiritual companions so that we may encourage one another and walk together on the heavenly journey. Thank you for your steadfast love. Today, teach and strengthen me through your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.